Today is Tuesday, March 3rd. What to know today about Super Tuesday, who's in, who's out, and why today is crucial for candidates. And we're talking new efforts to stop the new coronavirus in the U.S. Plus, new support for self-driving cars, Apple owes iPhone users money, and TV's favorite judge is calling it quits, what she's up to next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today is Super Tuesday, one of the most important days in the race for president and the busiest day of the primary season. Voters in 14 states and one territory will all decide which Democrat they want to take on President Trump in November. That includes California, Texas, and North Carolina, just to name a few. And this could be a turning point in this race. It could establish a breakout frontrunner to become the Democratic nominee and mean the end of the road for other candidates. But already the pool of candidates is smaller once again. Amy Klobuchar quit the race yesterday, and now she and Pete Buttigieg, who dropped out over the weekend, are teaming up to quickly endorse someone else. They're both throwing their support behind Joe Biden. Moderate Democrats are coming together now to give Biden a boost to try and slow down the more liberal frontrunner, Bernie Sanders. Only five Democratic candidates are left, by the way: Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Mike Bloomberg, Elizabeth Warren, and Tulsi Gabbard. And by the way, this is Bloomberg's first time on the ballot. Remember, he entered this race late, so he missed out on the first four states. And he's betting big on Super Tuesday. He spent more than $500 million in political advertising in those states, so it's a make-or-break moment for him. Of course, Republicans can also vote in their presidential primaries in most Super Tuesday states as well, but it's not getting much attention since President Trump is not facing any serious challengers. Stay tuned for all the Super Tuesday results. Well, U.S. lawmakers are working to figure out exactly what and how to fund the fight against the coronavirus disease. Congress is looking at what's become a $7 or $8 billion funding package, and Politico reports we could see the details of where the money could go as soon as today. And funding is becoming more urgent. The New York Times reports more than 100 Americans now in 15 states have been diagnosed with COVID-19. Of those, six people have died, all in Washington state. And remember, some researchers believe the virus has been spreading undetected there for several weeks already. Now, The Hill reports, the FDA plans to have nearly 1 million testing kits ready to go by the end of the week. Keep in mind, as labs follow some new protocols, it'll likely lead to even more positive test results in the coming days. There are also new guidelines for travelers. The TSA told airlines to flag any passengers who visited Italy, Iran, or China in the last 2 weeks, and they'll have to enter through one of 11 airports that are equipped to screen for the virus. Also, President Trump met with pharmaceutical CEOs to talk about efforts to develop a vaccine, and the White House says they've agreed to work together. President Trump has pushed for a vaccine to be ready in just months, but one top expert said it'll likely be at least a year before a vaccine is fully ready. And some good news to report from Wall Street. U.S. stocks bounced back after last week's historic downturn. The New York Times reports the rebound happened because investors are assuming global central banks will soon step in to help. CNBC says financial representatives from several leading nations, including the U.S., are set to talk about the economic response to this virus today. We'll keep you posted throughout the week. Israel's longest-serving leader just claimed victory again. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears to be the winner of the country's latest election as official results started trickling in. But exit polls suggest he still fell short of winning a majority. Israel held its third election in less than a year, which is not a normal thing. There have been so many elections because the Israeli leaders can't seem to form a government. Typically, after Israeli elections, the president picks a prime minister and forms a majority coalition. But neither candidate could pull that off, leading to a year of a political standstill. TBD if this latest election starts to clear things up. Either way, there's more drama ahead. Netanyahu is set to go on trial in about 2 weeks on felony corruption charges. The world is saying goodbye to two legends, one who inspired some of today's most influential business leaders, another who taught entertainers about acting as an art form. First, Jack Welch, the former chairman and CEO of General Electric, passed away. During the 20 years he was in charge at GE, its market value went from $12 billion to $410 billion. Fortune magazine named him Manager of the Century in 1999. He was 84. And from the entertainment world, James Lipton passed away. He was the longtime host of Inside the Actors Studio. Lipton started the show back in the 90s, and over 23 seasons, he interviewed movie icons like Meryl Streep, Robert De Niro, and Steven Spielberg. Lipton started his career as an actor himself and later made guest appearances on hit shows like The Simpsons. He was 93. Well, it seems Google's parent company Alphabet is doubling down on its self-driving car business called Waymo. VentureBeat reports Waymo just took its first outside investment, raising $2.25 billion, and some big players are getting involved. Not only Alphabet itself, but also auto retail giant AutoNation made an investment, along with several others. Already, the information reports Waymo nearly doubled the number of employees over the last year. The company is testing its self-driving cars in places like Florida, California, and Arizona, and it hopes to launch an on-demand ride-sharing service called Waymo One. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor this week. According to a recent Zola survey, 96% of couples think planning their wedding was stressful. And from my experience, I definitely felt a bit of stress at the beginning. There are so many options and not a lot of time left in your day to figure it all out. That's why it's so important to try to just keep things simple. Zola makes wedding planning so much easier and less stressful with wedding websites, registry, invites, and a guest list manager all in one place. Zola's free wedding websites can be created in minutes. They have the highest rating registry of all time, plus beautiful, affordable invites, and they'll help you track online RSVPs with a free guest list manager. Zola has helped a million couples get married, and they will help you too. So check it out. Go to zola.com/newsworthy and use the promo code SAVE50 to get 50% off your Save the Dates. You can also get a free personalized paper sample before you purchase. That's 50% off Save the Dates at Zola, Z-O-L-A, zola.com/newsworthy with the promo code SAVE50. Now back to the news. Apple has agreed to pay up to $500 million to settle a lawsuit and includes $25 payouts for iPhone 6 and 7 owners. The reason for this? The so-called Batterygate controversy. Remember, Apple was accused of slowing down older iPhones to push customers to buy new phones or batteries. Dozens of class action lawsuits were filed against the company a few years ago. Well, now the new promise to pay up would settle all those cases as one. That is, if the deal gets final approval. AT&T TV is launching nationwide today. It's AT&T's latest streaming service geared toward cord cutters, although The Verge says it looks a lot like cable, since it is contract-based, meaning you have to sign a two-year agreement, instead of paying month-to-month like you can with Netflix, Hulu, and others. CNBC says it's available through an Android TV-powered box, where users can switch between live TV and apps like YouTube and Pandora. Pricing starts at $50 a month, but beware, the prices do go up after a year, and remember, you're in that two-year contract. Also from the streaming world today, FX content is coming to Hulu. We're talking 40 FX Networks TV shows and some new originals that will be exclusive to Hulu. Some of the most popular comedians on Netflix are getting together for one big live special, and it'll be the first comedy festival put on by Netflix. It's called Netflix is a Joke Fest, and it's coming to Los Angeles this spring. Some of the biggest names in comedy will be there, like Dave Chappelle, Jerry Seinfeld, and Amy Schumer. It'll also include a Hall of Fame tribute to a few late greats like Robin Williams. The festival runs April 27th to May 3rd. If you can't make it in real life, Netflix will add the shows to the streaming site later this year. After 25 seasons, Judge Judy is ending. The final full season of the court show will air later this year, and then CBS will only play reruns. Right now, Judge Judy is a hit with 10 million viewers every day, and Judge Judy Shindlin herself is one of the highest paid stars on TV. But this isn't the end for her TV career. She announced on the Ellen DeGeneres show she's launching something new called Judy Justice. It's not clear what the show will be about or where viewers will be able to watch it, so stay tuned for details. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to share the Newsworthy with your friends and family and let them know why they should be listening as well. And as always, you can find all the links and sources for today's stories right in your podcast app or over at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.